Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Howie Roseman and his staff had an opportunity on Wednesday morning to meet with the media. This is what they had to say.
But you can talk about our scouting staff and the guys we have in this room and the guys that we have upstairs. And it's a great combination of experienced guys and then young guys with great potential and great energy. And it's all about in anything you do, and specifically in this, you want to have the best people around you. And the timing worked out great for us to be able to get some of these guys who we think are really good at what they do, and they fit the piece of the puzzle, all fit together. Everyone likes being with each other, and it's okay to have difference of opinions, and we iron a lot of those things out. I think a lot more people involved in the process than maybe we've had in the past.
You know, you going out of these colleges, there's some guys I think that are excellent evaluators, keep up with the league and know exactly what it takes to play. Some guys, it's a little bit, you know, they're focused on what they're doing, and it's kind of a reach type of thing. I think Chip always had, you know, a real good feel for the NFL, the players, what you need, what it takes to succeed, you know, those type of things. The personnel, the day-to-day personalities and all that kind of stuff. I mean, what he wants, what we're going to do, we talk about it a lot. I think it helps to see it, you know, unravel live over time. You know, I think it'll be easier. But always had a feel, had seen that team play enough, knew what kind of, you know, the aura, the expectation. I mean, it's a little bit different when you're on that program.
It's really an amazing story, Jason Peters, because he was a tight end at Arkansas, and he didn't get drafted because he was a little bit of an underachiever in college. But he was so big, and he was so athletic. We had a drill where the tight ends would get some reps pass blocking. Jason Peters was the best pass blocker on our team, including the offensive lineman. So we tried to hide the guy initially, you know, because we figured this guy, you know, if he doesn't make the roster, somebody's going to scoop this guy up. We played him on special teams. He was like, he was a phenom on special teams. He did everything, covered kicks. He was on the punt block team. One year in Cincinnati, we beat Cincinnati. He blocked a punt. It was fun to see him grow. It was fun to see him develop each year. And now to see him here in Philadelphia, I mean, where this guy's a bona fide Pro Bowl guy, and he's as good as anybody in the league at his position.
Well, I think it's excellent in terms of the decision-making process, and I think it's not just, I mean, Howie's great with that with us, but I think it goes the same way with Chip. I mean, they've got a great relationship and communicate back and forth, and from a personal standpoint, as a guy that's on that staff, it's great for us because, you know, you feel like you have a voice, and, you know, you do a lot of work, and you do a lot of legwork, and he said it to us all the time. I mean, if you're going to be here at 5:30 in the morning, and you're watching tape, and you're studying these players, and I don't listen to you at all, you know, what does that say about the trust level with you? So I think, you know, he's communicated that to us, and it's just it's a great opportunity. It's a great experience for all of us because you feel like you are really a part of it.
You know, really just in everything you do, you know, making sure you're maximizing your, you know, we were talking about technology, making sure you're maximizing your technology, and you know, we want to be on the cutting edge of that. And you know, your personnel, maximizing our scouting staff and your scheduling and those type of things. And you know, and not afraid to try different things and do things a little bit different, try to create a little bit of an advantage.
From the analytical end, whatever position has the most data is going to be one where you're going to feel good about. But it's not always the case that just because you have the most data that you're going to be able to project it most accurately, because there can, you know, there are also changes from the college to program that may affect certain positions more than others. So, you know, there are positions where you don't, you know, offensive linemen aren't going to generate a lot of, they're not going to generate the same volume of basic statistics that skill players will, but there are still other things you can use to project them, and maybe the game is more consistent from college to pro in their roles. That I think even some of those positions that where there isn't quite the volume of data, you can still get some quality information and try to work off of that. So it certainly varies by position. There are ones where you feel better about the analytics and ones where you feel less good about it.
Like I said, it's a three-step process. You know, go in the fall tape and you see a player, that's your initial look at a player. You go all-star game, you're seeing the guys against the best competition, which is great. Mm-hmm. You go to the combine, your first time you're in, besides the all-star game, you got to see and meet the players one-on-one. So that's a big part of the process. You get to meet them, interview them, and discuss things with them.